Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building something really useful, a selector dub edit, that rag a cut blend style that sounds like it was pulled from a dub plate session and sharpened for a modern D&B drop. The goal is not just to chop a vocal, the goal is to make it feel like a character in the track. Something rude, something controlled, something that locks to the groove but still has that human, MC style energy. This is the kind of edit that works brilliantly in intros, switch-ups, drop refills, and second drop versions when you want instant personality without overcrowding the low end. So let's build one from scratch in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools. First, choose the right vocal. This matters more than most people think. Don't just pick the sample that sounds best in isolation. Pick the one that has usable phrasing. You want a strong first consonant, a recognizable accent, and at least one tail or response you can chop. Think selector call, hype line, warning phrase, or a short ragger reply. Drag that audio onto an audio track and trim it so the main phrase sits cleanly on a bar line, or just before it if you want a slightly more urgent feel. The key is to hear the phrase's rhythm first, sample second. What to listen for here is the attack. The first transient needs to be clear enough to define the cut. If the sample has a long tail or too much room sound, tighten the clip edges before you do anything else. Don't fight the ambience yet. First, make the phrase usable. Now map it to a proper D&B grid. Set your project tempo in the 170 to 174 zone and line the vocal up against the bar structure. A really effective selector dub shape is a full call, then a chopped reply, then a repeat with a different cut, and then a drum or bass answer. Why this works in D&B is simple. The listener needs repetition to lock in, but too much repetition and the cut loses its dubplate urgency. Four-bar phrasing gives you structure, while the actual vocal movement can stay very tight and very short. Before you reach for effects, use clip gain to balance the vocal. Leave some headroom. You do not want the chain slamming too early. Now let's clean it up and give it bite. Start with EQ8 and high pass the vocal somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz. If it's thick, push higher. If it's already thin, stay conservative. Then add saturator. A little drive goes a long way, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and soft clip can help if the sample needs density. After that, use a compressor to even out the loud words, and if the tail noise is messy, a gate can tighten the stops between chops. What you're aiming for is not a polished pop vocal. You want grit with control. If the sample is too clean, saturate it until the consonants speak like they've been through a PA. If it's already dirty, back off the drive and focus on cleanup. Now for the actual chop pattern. Resist the urge to slice every syllable into bits. Keep the important parts. The main call word, one short response, one tail or breath, maybe one extra accent for variation. That's usually enough. A strong starting shape is a one-bar call with a delayed answer late in the bar. So maybe the main phrase lands on beat 1, then a short cut around beat 3, then a tiny tail or mute at the end. Next bar, you can leave space or add a one-shot tag. Keep it readable. The rhythm should feel intentional, not over-edited. A good workflow move here is to duplicate your clip into versions. One full version, one short version, one gap version. That makes arrangement faster later and stops you from endlessly re-editing the same line. Now decide on the flavor. You've got two very effective directions. One is dry and aggressive. Keep the vocal up front, use short gaps, tight stops, and let the drums do most of the heavy lifting. This is great for darker rollers and sparse modern drops. The other is dub echoed and wider. Use echo or delay on the last word of the phrase, with short feedback and filtered repeats. Roll off both lows and highs on the echoes so they sit behind the lead. The echo should create pressure, not a wash. What to listen for is whether the repeat is adding authority to the bar line or blurring it. If it starts smearing the rhythm, reduce feedback before you reduce wet level. Bring in your drum loop or core drum section now. Don't judge the vocal in isolation. In D&B, this only really works when it locks with the snare backbeat and leaves room for kick weight and break to tail. Place the vocal so it works with the drums, not against them. If the phrase is busy, let the snare breathe underneath. If the vocal lands on the snare, make sure the transient doesn't hide the word. Nudge the clip a few milliseconds earlier or later if you need a more rushed or laid-back pocket. And here's another important check. What to listen for is whether the vocal still makes sense once the full drum groove is playing. If it sounds amazing solo but confusing in context, simplify the chop pattern before you add more effects. That's usually the fix. Now add a bass response. Not a bass line that talks over the vocal. A response. Think call and answer. The bass should feel like the system replying to the selector. Use operator or wavy double for the core tone, saturator for harmonics, EQA to control the low end and carve out space, and utility if you need the low end mono. Keep the sub stable under about 90 Hz. Let the mid bass carry attitude. If you want width, keep it above the low end only. A really strong move here is short bass hits on the offbeat after the vocal word, or a bar, where the bass drops out completely so the vocal can own the space. That silence can hit harder than another layer. Seriously, less can be more here. Shape movement with automation instead of piling on more processing. Automate the filter cutoff on auto filter, the wet mount on echo, or the drive and output on saturator. A small filter opening on the first repeat and a darker close on the tail can make the vocal feel like it's leaning into the system, then pulling back. Why this works in DMB is that the groove stays sharp. Constant movement can blur the drop contour. Phrase-based automation keeps the energy musical and leaves the drums room to punch. Once the edit is working, print it. Commit the best version to audio. This is a big workflow upgrade. Duplicate the track or record the vocal plus effects to a new audio lane so you can edit it like a performance instead of a moving target. At this point, you can tighten tails, cut breaths, reverse tiny fragments for transitions, and add micro gaps before impact points without taxing the CPU. If the rhythmic shape already feels right with drums and bass, commit it. Don't keep polishing until the character disappears. Now place it in a real arrangement. That's where this technique becomes a proper production tool instead of a loop trick. Try 8 bars of intro tension, then a main drop with the vocal calling every 2 bars, then a switch up, where the drums thin out and the vocal becomes the rhythm driver. Then a second drop where you shorten the phrase, remove one word, or make the bass answer harder. What to listen for is whether the section creates anticipation. If it only works as a loop, it's not finished yet. A proper selector dub edit should give a DJ a clear moment to mix in or out, and it should feel like a deliberate event in the track. A few common mistakes are worth avoiding. First, don't overchop the vocal into meaningless fragments. That kills the ragga identity. Second, don't leave too much low end in the vocal. It will cloud the kick and bass. Third, don't throw delay everywhere. Use it on key phrase endings or transitions. Fourth, don't let the bass speak through the vocal phrase. Make space. Fifth, don't widen the low mid range. Keep the body centered and push width into the effects and upper harmonics. And finally, always check the vocal against the drum pocket. Solo is not reality. Context is reality. For darker or heavier DNB, use silence as part of the cut. Let the vocal trigger the drop rather than decorate it. Keep the sub disciplined and make the mid-bass do the rude work. Filtered repeats usually work better than bright, full-range echoes. And if you need more menace, resample a tiny piece of the vocal through extra saturation and make it into a short transition hit. A very useful quality control test is this. Mute the effects. If the chop still reads as a strong vocal rhythm, you're good. If it falls apart dry, the edit is depending too much on processing. The core should always feel intentional on its own. So here's the recap. A strong selector dub edit in DNB is about phrasing, space, and control. Start with a vocal that has strong rhythm and clear consonants. Lock it to the bar. Clean it up with EQ, saturation, and compression. Chop only what serves the groove. Let the bass answer instead of compete. Use automation to create movement. Then commit the best pass to audio and place it into a real arrangement so it functions as an intro hook, a drop variation, or a second drop switch up. Now take the practice challenge. Build 1 8-bar selector dub edit using just one vocal phrase, only Ableton stock devices, a mostly mono vocal core, one delay throw, and only 2 bass answers. Then make a second version that feels darker and more aggressive, but still keeps the core phrase recognizable. That's where this technique really starts to feel like a proper track tool. Keep it rude, keep it tight, and let the groove do the talking.